In Parshas Noach, where the incident of Chom looking at his father in his disgraceful matzav, so the Ralbag comments that there's a toelis here in Midos. So he says as follows: Vuhu Sheroi Sheyisrachei Ko'odom Mehistakel Ba'arayis. A person should distance himself from looking at Arayis. V'kol Shekein K'shetiyeh Ho'ervo Ha'hi Ervas Ha'hoirim. Certainly when it's the ervo, the nakedness of his parents. Kibozeh Meho'azus Yoyser. This is azus. Azus, I guess, could be translated as it's like brazenness. It's a chutzpah. There's something so disgusting about this. Like he has the audacity to do such a thing. There's more azus in that when it's his parents. V'zeh omnam yovi lehimoshech achar hamishko. This will bring him to go after gilei arayis in order to do znus, to do arayis. Therefore, the descendants of Canaan, they were mamish involved in the fullest extent in Arayus. In the posuk it says, "Kamasi eretz Canaan, Kamasi eretz Mitzrayim, Chem bezera Mitzrayim." This was their hallmark. They're steeped in the depths of Arayus. Kihem hoyu b'nei Chom, they descended from Chom. Gam Kain, Asher Nishka Bezois Hamido Hapchusa. Chom was Shokua, was buried deeply, was deeply entrenched in this terrible, this lowly Mido. Rotzaloyma Shoyim Mistakel Be'ervas Oviv. What was the expression of that lowly Mido? He was looked at his father's nakedness. And then it goes on. Okay. So just to point out something, what I think is very, it seems that the Ralbag here is pointing out what the ultimate ingredient or the basic ingredient in a person who follows the path of Arayus. And it has to do with the fact that there's an azus in looking at Erva. He has a certain, Erva is something private. This is something that, it's a very personal thing. Since the Chet of Adam Arishoin, and they realized that they were naked, that this is something that's it's to be covered. It's personal. It's nothing that someone else should be looking at. And when one has the brazenness to look at the erva, kol shekein, erva of a parent, he says that was mashkia in him. This mida p'chusa, that Arayus is cheap. Arayus is, yeah. In other words, it doesn't stem from the taiva. The taiva is there, avada the taiva is there. And avada the taiva is what draws him. But there's a certain brazenness, a certain azus, a certain disrespect that he has for the privacy of Arayus that makes it possible or makes it impossible or difficult for him to control that taiva. But if he wouldn't have had this azus, if Chom wouldn't have passed on this midah of azus that he was shokua in, that he looked at Arayus, he looked at nakedness in his father with such a brazenness that it was like such an inappropriate zilzul to something that should be so private. He says, if not for that, then this tragedy wouldn't take place of all these generations. And because of that, that's why Cham and his descendants and Canaan and Mitzrayim, that were descendants, that's why they all had this pritzus, this complete involvement in Arayus, all based upon the fact that they inherited a midah from Cham, a midah of a azus towards the Arayus, not having that respect, not having that sense of decency, not to look. And that generated in Chom, I guess it's mashmalak that if he was shakua in it, maybe it wasn't from the act with his father, maybe it was the act of his father was just a simon that he had it, that I don't know. But Lamaisa, that it was shakua in him, that midah, and that passed on to future generations. I think that the ramification of this is something that's scary, but so relevant in our society. In our society, we are almost, I don't know, maybe this is the wasus, maybe it's not so bad, I don't know. But we're so exposed, and especially with what goes on today with the internet and the ease with which a person can look at things that are inappropriate, and that creates within him. So, what do you mean? Well, I couldn't care less. Maybe taiva wise, you might be used to it, and therefore, you know, since you're rogil, so it doesn't affect you as much. But that asus, dare you? How dare you? Look at a picture of someone naked. Look at a picture of someone indecently exposed. It's a chesaron in midas. That's, he says, this is a chesaron in midas, that you have that chutzpah, that brazenness, that azus, to look at such a thing. Where do you come? It's a person. So this is a picture of a person. This is something. Well, I don't know the person volunteered. It's azus. And that azus can affect a generation and all the future generations. If we wish to continue destroying our society, if we wish to continue destroying our children and future generations, then we should continue with this exposure that expresses such a lack of respect, such a brazen attitude towards looking at something that we have no business to be looking at. And that creates a zilzul, which now unleashes the taiva. I guess the taiva could be held if I had enough respect for what it means not to look at an erava, at someone else's privateness, then I would be able to control myself better. But when I break through that, it ends up with a Knan, with a Mitzrayim, and with the Shehoyu Misgoalim Ba'arayis. Like on the worst level, something I think that it's kedai to keep in mind and to share with others. And when it comes to making gedorim, that to make sure that we're not exposed or not exposed any more than push it that we can't possibly control. I think it puts a very strong chashivus on the importance of this in terms of saving ourselves, to be able to control. That's where the society is prutzim barayis today. Prutzim barayis, you can't go any place today without this exposure and without seeing it, and there's no busha left, and it's all public knowledge, and it's all lauded and glorified and deified and who knows what. And it's terrible, terrible destruction in society that breaks marriages, that's responsible for divorce, that's responsible for suicides, that's responsible for drug and substance abuse and who knows what. Anyway, one thought. Just one more quick thought. The Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, where Rashi, the famous Rashi, where it says that the rain only came after Adam was created. So Rashi says, V'chol Esav Asod Adayin Lo Tzomach. Then it says, V'atotzer Etzdesh Lo Yotzu El Al Pesach Karka. The original creation only came to the beginning of the karka, on its way out, but not developed yet. V'omdu ad yoim vov, and it stood there ready to sprout forth until yoim vov, until Odom was kvalomo. Kilohim tir my time, because the Torah says kilohim tir Hashem until that time. My timer lohim tir. Why didn't Hashem bring rain before? Fisha Odom ayin lava desu adoma. Because there was no Odom. Odom was only created on the sixth day, and he wasn't working the land. Ve'ein makir b'toivoson shel kshomim. And there was no one to recognize the tuv Hashem, the chesed, the toiv that he's giving when he gives kshomim. U'kishebo Odom. When Odom came, the yoda she'ein tzorech lo'ilam, he planted or he saw, he tended to the vegetation, whatever, and he realized that this is a tzorech. He spalil aleim. he was mispalel, and then the ordu, the kshom, the different plants came forth. So the question is, what's this hispalel? What's going on over here? The point seemed to be that Odom was not there, and there wasn't someone who was makir b'teivos and shel kshomim. And until Odom came, and he was makir the teiv, and he knew that they had tzorech le'olam, so then the kshomim came. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do a hatova like that, that shouldn't be appreciated. He waited until this hatova, I guess, if there was no other Eitzah, but he waited until Odom would be there, so Odom would be able to appreciate. So now the creation of Kshomim is from at its first moment, the Chiddush of Kshomim can truly, the Chesed Hashem in the Chiddush of Kshomim can truly be appreciated because Odom is there, and Odom knew, V'yod Hashem tzorech le'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing sustenance and need for the whole world. Great. But then it says, Yispalel aleihem v'yordu v'tzomchu. It seems that there's something else in the process of recognizing the tuv of Kshomim that Odom did, which was also part of the process that brought it about. In other words, the Kshomim weren't going to come until there was someone who could appreciate the Hatova. But it sounds like part of the appreciation of the Hatova was the fact that Odom was mispalel. Sounds like what Rashi is saying is that just the fact that Odom was responsible for vegetation and he understood that vegetation needs rain was not enough of a depth of hakora for Odom to maximize the hakora satoiv for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the kshomim. There was another step. Odom came, he recognized the importance, and he was mispalel. And because it would seem that he was mispalel, that brought him to a new level of recognition and appreciation. And the appreciation that was necessary, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in his plan to bring about the kshomim only at a moment when they'd be appreciated, that appreciation was twofold. Was the baseline recognition that the vegetation needs kshomim, but also the recognition that Odom was mispalel. I don't know whether it means because of the tefillah, because of the effort, but he did something for it. In other words, it wasn't just, there's the difference between b'koyach u'b'poyel. Of course he knew, intellectually, he knew that kshomim are important, but to truly appreciate it, I do something for it. I'm mispalel for it. I know it's important, and I'm mispalel for it, and that creates a new level of hakora, because from Rashi it's mashma that the whole goal was there has to be ein makir b'tevos and shel kshomim, that he waited until someone should be makir. So vice this tefillah was part of the process of being makir b'tevos and shel kshomim. So I just want to point out, if that's correct, just want to point out that we have certain values. We know the chashivos of learning. We know the chashivos of learning Musa. We know the chashivos of midos. We know the chashivos of mitzvos bein olam lachaveroi. We know the chashivos of integrity, of honesty, of being oisek meleches Hashem properly, not to falsify, not to cheat, not to steal. All these values. But I wonder if we really can appreciate them. What a gift that Hashem has given us, a Torah that guides us this way, if we're also not mispalel to Hashem, the tefillahs that we say, and many of the tefillahs do say that, but you have to pay attention, mispalel Hashem should help us. Hashem should help us to learn. He should give us the ability to concentrate. He should give us the hasmoda to be able to sit and to be able to learn. He should give us the ability to be able to get up in the morning and to be able to daven and to connect with Hashem. He should give us the ability to see what honesty and integrity and doing one's job, the emunah, and behaving according to all the midas for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized for and that we're supposed to internalize. And if we ask Hashem, if we beg Hashem to help us in this area, then we develop a different level of appreciation. And I don't think there's anyone who would doubt that kifi, the level of appreciation, is the level of effort and input that we're going to put in. there's no question. I mean, I hear it all the time that someone doesn't get up to the minyan, so I say, well, because he doesn't really appreciate tefillah. Maybe he should daven for an appreciation of tefillah. Someone maybe doesn't come to a seder to learn. He doesn't appreciate what it means, the opportunity to sit and learn, to understand, to learn the Teres Hashem. Well, maybe he should also be mispala, which we do. There are tefillahs in the Birchas HaTorah, we say, and in Avorabu we certainly say, and there are in Birchas HaShachar, we say, Tagileinu B'Sei Rosecho, and in Avodat Zion we say, there are many places we say, but we should focus, because if we're mispala, then that will create from some dormant bekoyach or vague appreciation of how important what we do is, that will create a level that's mamish active to the extent that it can make a difference in the true appreciation for what this opportunity, what this mitzvah is, what the privilege is, and Mamela will better be able to perform.